Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Received yesterday with the college version. So NFL version, you go first.
All right.
Well, don't sound too excited, Gator. Here we go, baby.
I'm focused.
Football. Hey. All right, you focus. Stay focused. Here we go. Speaking of football, today starts today in Brazil. Speaking of Brazil, the Eagles, Packers, right? Eagles cornerback Darius Slay said this week he didn't want to go to Brazil, and he was actually told to stay in his room because the crime rate is crazy. He even told his family, don't come. I'm going to be sitting in my hotel room playing video games the whole time. Now, he's walked it back a little bit because the NFL has probably told him, hey, dude, what are you doing? So he's apologized for anybody he's offended. But my question to you and Doug is, should the NFL take into consideration crime rate, safety issues, and all this other stuff when scheduling these international games?
They should, and I'm sure they do. They've got to have security measures in place and take precautions. I'm sure that goes on. However, I do think they should listen to the players, that the players want to voice an opinion about any concerns that they have. And I think it would just behoove them to do that so that everybody feels comfortable about this situation as they're going into it. We've heard horror stories about Mexico too, and they play in Mexico every couple of years. So I would imagine that, the NFL takes it pretty seriously, I think. I know there's no way they're going to want to throw these guys in a situation that it's not going to be good.
You wouldn't think they would want to put their product in peril of violent crime of any kind. I had a buddy that lived in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and he didn't come back talking like it was a war zone.
Did he come back?
He came back, yes, but he didn't come back talking like it was a war zone. So I think they'll be fine. I think this is probably much ado about nothing.
Did he choke you out?
No, he did not. Why would he do that?
Well, he's Brazilian.
He knows jiu-jitsu.
He lived in Brazil.
He didn't die in Brazil, so he must have learned something along the way.
He went to Mitchell Elementary in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Oh, Mitchell Elementary Academy?
Yeah, the Academy, yeah. Right. A Hoist Gracie school? Yeah,
exactly. I misspoke. The game's tomorrow, by the way. Ravens and Chiefs are tonight. But yes, the NFL should consider everything, of course. And I'm sure you're right. They do probably have security and then upgraded, for safety issues for the players and things like that. But let's be honest here, people. The NFL only cares about money. And growing the game just means growing their pocketbook. They'll go wherever they can possibly go to take the game, to get more television audience and get more fans. And so the almighty dollar will win again. They'll try to protect the players, but what kind of place are you taking players into if you're telling them not to leave the hotel room? Shouldn't that be kind of a red flag right there?
Well, they're not playing in the Ukraine.
Not yet.
Not
yet, Gator.
That's true.
All right, what team is going from first to worst in their division? It happens like every year, right, guys?
So I thought Cincinnati was the obvious pick, and maybe it is the obvious pick, but they'd have to pass Baltimore. And I don't think they're going to do that. So I tried to figure out which division has the potential to be a disaster and somebody with a fourth place schedule can capitalize. I'm going with the NFC East being a disaster and the Commanders win the East.
Interesting. Interesting. I heard Mike Tirico this morning talk about Jaden Daniels and saying he's the real deal. And yep. I love Jaden Daniels. But that's a big leap to go over. You'd have to
Scott, can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That being said, your first instinct was right. It's Cincinnati. They've got the best chance to go from worst to first. Obviously, the Burrow injury hurt him last year. And it looks like Ja'Marr Chase is ended his hold in, and he's practicing and likely suits up. So they'll be fine. Cincinnati will have a chance to challenge for the first spot.
Yeah, Cincinnati seems like the obvious answer, and I'm not hating you on that, Gator. So I'm going to go really off the board, though. Really off the board. Not only do they go from worst in their division to first, they were the worst team last year. The Carolina Panthers I'm taking. This is more of like my disrespect I feel I have for the NFC South. Yeah. I just don't. That division, I don't respect it. I just don't. What if Bryce Young's Stroud year is his second year? Not every quarterback hits the ground running like C.J. Stroud did. It's going to take him some time. He was 1-1 overall. He gets a new head coach, more offensive-minded. That head coach helped Baker Mayfield last year. Maybe he can help Bryce Young reach his potential. They did add some offensive pieces as well. I think Carolina's got a crazy outside shot to take that division. All right, who's the first coach that's fired this year?
Robert Saleh.
Whoa.
I'm going out on a limb that it gets too uncomfortable by Thanksgiving and he's going to be gone by Christmas. I just think that that is a dumpster fire. I understand that there was a close to being a playoff team last year, despite the fact that the team only threw 11 touchdown passes. That's right. The Jets threw 11 touchdown passes all of last year. And they almost made the playoffs because their defense was that damn good. But I just think there's just going to be too much acrimony with Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers, and it's going
to
blow up.
So I go back to the well, the NFC East, which I think has potential to be a mess.
It is a well.
Is it Dable? Is it McCarthy? Is it Sirianni? It's a race to who can get fired first. But Gator, on Monday, October 14th, following a loss to the Detroit Lions to drop to 2-4 after a bourbon-fueled altercation with owner Jerry Jones, McCarthy gone in Dallas to be replaced by Mike Zimmer, who is the defensive coordinator.
Not bad.
And then ultimately Bill Belichick.
You know what? My first thought was Nick Sirianni. But I just feel they have just too much talent to lose enough games for him to get fired in the middle of the season. Maybe at the end of the season if they don't realize enough success.
He might get fired, but that won't be the first one.
Exactly. So I'm not going to go Nick Sirianni. I'm going to go with the Saints head coach, Dennis Allen. That's right. Back to disrespect of the NFC South. It might not be the fact that Carolina is that great this year, but the rest of the division is going to have to suck as well, right? And I think Dennis Allen is just going to start the Saints off horribly, so bad so that they're going to have to let him go during the season.
We're relying on Derek Carr, right?
Yes, they are. All right. Well, we finally see a 2,000-yard receiver this year. And if so, who's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to say no on the 2,000-yard receiver. But if we are going to see one, I'll go Ja'Marr Chase with a healthy Joe Burrow puts up huge numbers in Cincy.
I agree that we won't see one this year. I think that extra game is just simply an extra opportunity to get hurt. I love Tyreek Hill, but he's banged up.
Quarterback issues there.
There's no quarterback issue there, but he's he's banged up. I just don't see it happening this season. I think we might see it in the next couple of years, but some of these quarterbacks just need to get some more work time with these receivers that they have.
So I thought one of you guys would say yes, if not both, because I think the popular answer would be yes, but I agree. I don't think it's going to happen either. It's really, really hard to do, guys. Yeah. I did the math on this, right? That's right, Gator. I did the math.
I'm glad you did.
You need 8 catches a game at 15 yards per catch and play the full season, by the way. That's all 17 games. That's not easy to do. CeeDee Lamb might be, if anyone does, I think it's CeeDee Lamb, but he had 135 catches last year, and he still had 1,700 yards. I think he played every game, too. It's really hard to do. More weapons for all these quarterbacks. I know it's a passing league, but they're spraying it around more.
I thought Justin Jefferson might have a shot, but it's not a new with this quarterback. Not with the quarterback situation they have.
Yep, I agree. All right, who's getting way too much hype and is going to disappoint this year? And who's not getting any hype at all and it's going to surprise people?
All right, so this is interesting because I'm not sure who's really getting hype and who isn't getting hype, but I'll answer the question. I went with Davante Adams because everybody thinks that he is one of the top 3 receivers in football. All the receivers just rave about him. And yet, he's stuck in Vegas with a crappy quarterback situation. I just don't think he's going to live up to any of it. I think the second he got moved over there was just a death sentence for his career. He's got to get out of Vegas. As far as someone who I think is underrated and going to have a really good year, I know that we joke about the Achilles injury a little bit with guys coming back, but I really think that Kirk Cousins has an opportunity with the weapons around him. He had weapons in Minnesota and put up some really good numbers. But he's got a solid running game, too, right now with Bijan Robinson. And I just think it's a winnable division, too. And because it's a winnable division and he's got the weapons, I think he can end up winning the division. And he'll get heralded as what a great season he had.
It's really hard with the hype question because I feel like the NFL, we know and hear about everybody. So and there's a lot of respect for a lot of skill position players and all that. So I'm trying to think of somebody that's off the radar that used to have hype and now people have given up on. But it's going to get some help. And Kyler Murray might have a bounce back season this year in Arizona. And as far as too much hype, I'm going to say that the Super Bowl favorite Green Bay Packers are going to let down Green Bay. I can't swing a dead cat anymore without seeing, I probably shouldn't say that anymore, but without seeing a Green Bay selection to win the Super Bowl. In fact, CBS Sports had a bunch of experts pick today. The most popular pick is Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. Green Bay is going to let down.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated going downhill again.
Doug, I was very close to picking Green Bay as well. I think Jordan Love's good, but I feel like this is too much praise too soon for him and that team. But ultimately, I went with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I mean, there are some media members picking the Jets to go to the Super Bowl this year. NFL put him on so many primetime games this year. Aaron Rodgers, has he even met his teammates yet? Does he even like his teammates? This guy's in a darkness retreat every other week. I'm not sure he has any chemistry with these guys. He almost ran for VP of the country, you know? So, like, I think the Jets and Aaron Rodgers specifically is going to let a lot of people down with all the hype. As far as not getting any hype, I'll go back to it. Bryce Young, I just feel like he's been completely overlooked because of the year Stroud had. He's very young, 1 year into the league. New coach, better suited for him. More weapons, like I said. They picked up Jadeveon Clowney on defense. I think Bryce Young has a much better year than people expect.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, last one's a little fun here, guys. There's an alleged leaked contract of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship going around online. It was put out by Travis Kelce's PR company, but they've already come out and debunked that and said this is not true. But what was shown on this leaked contract was the actual date of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's breakup. It lists the date as September 28th, 2024, coming up, guys. Let's just play a game here. Just give me the exact date they actually do break up.
Okay, so
we'll come back and revisit.
Yeah, how history will repeat itself here, and I'm thinking about history, all right? And I remember when Carly Bobby left her husband, Ricky, after he was no longer able to drive. She left, and
he was on fire, and he was naked.
Yeah, and so she then latched on with Cal Naughton Jr.,
hell yeah,
who was winning races at the time.
Shake and bake.
So when the Chiefs get bounced in the playoffs this coming year, she will then latch on to Detroit Lions tight end Parker Hess.
That's funny. Well, I'm expecting Sam LaPorta. That goes Parker Hess.
Or Brock Wright.
Hey, Brock Wright's
Well, Sam LaPorta's engaged too.
Fair enough.
Yes. February 7th.
February 7th? What year? What was it? 2025? Yeah. Okay.
Guys, I don't believe it. This is true love, and true love lasts forever. They will never, ever, 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 ever break up.
I love it. I love it. You're a romantic, true romantic at
heart,
Peter. All right, guys. So I went back and checked out when another high-profile couple called it quits. Giselle and Tom Brady. They did it in October, so I'm going to go October 28th, 2025.
There you go. All you need to know heading into the NFL season. And that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.